The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
MSW Media.
Hi, I'm Frances Callier.
And I'm Angela V. Shelton.
We are Frangela, and welcome to...
I am really proud. I am really honored.
He's a jackass.
Stop it. Get off it, Donald.
Hey, what happened?
Stupid is, stupid does, sir.
You blow it!
You idiot!
Idiot of the week!
Week, 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 week!
Thank you for joining us here at the Sexy Liberal Podcast Network and MSW Media.
Because we're fabulous! And you're fabulous for listening.
You have excellent taste.
And speaking of excellent taste, thank you so much for all you old G's, new G's, middle G's, for supporting us on Patreon. You keep this Black woman, and it's Women's Month at that. You keep this Black woman, woman-owned business rolling. We have so many great things going on and getting more and more and growing and more and more. And that's because of you.
That's right.
And your support of this business. And to say thank you, we give you 3 micro idiots a week that are hilarious.
They're hilarious. They are absolutely hilarious. That's where all, if you haven't heard your idiot in the regular podcast, that's where it is. Like Maggie, you're going to be in an upcoming.
Yes, you will.
Micro or secret stash.
But she's in the stash too, but she's going to be in a micro stash soon. And also, yeah, so go on over there. Listen to those because they're hysterical. Also, you know, you can go to cameo.com and get a specialized video from Frangela.
That's right. You can give it as a gift or give it to yourself as a gift. A pickup talk, telling your kids to go to sleep, whatever.
Whatever. And go to sexyliberal.com because we have announced our 16-city tour of Save the World Tour, okay?
Dude, we're going to places we've never gone before, okay? We're going to Missouri.
Yes.
Okay? Mm-hmm. Kansas City, Missouri. We're going to, where else? Oh, Boston. We haven't been there in forever. I don't think we've ever been there on the tour, have we?
No, I don't think so.
I don't think we have either. We're going back to NYC. We're going to Atlanta. I mean, North Carolina. You got to check it out.
Got to check it out.
Go to sexyliberal.com. Don't go to other places because there are some scammy sites.
Yes, and we will be kicking off April 13th in this wonderful city of Minneapolis. So please, please, please go to sexyliberal.com and join us every Friday in the third hour of the Stephanie Miller Show for...
The Blackest Hour in Media.
Yes. Let's get started.
Shall we? These are so good. These are so good.
So good. So good. This is from Maggie B.
Oh, Luis?
Yes.
Is that right? C?
Yeah. Karen W.
And Alyssa F.
A woman lost her $823,000 injury claim after lawyers found a photo of her winning what, Angela?
Just, I'm sorry. A Christmas tree throwing competition.
Say it again.
I'm sorry. It's just the audacity is messing with my throat. A Christmas tree throwing competition.
Okay.
Let's get into it.
Let's get into it. A woman in Ireland who had sued an insurance company for $823,000 had her injury claim tossed out. But she had won it.
She'd won. She was onto the claim part.
Out of the court after the court saw a photo of her taking part of a Christmas tree throwing competition. So apparently, Camilla Grabska, 36, had sued her. She'd been in a car accident in 2017 that she said left her unable to work for years.
More than five years.
She said there's back and neck pains. All right, and she's, you know, she's just like, I can't function. I can't do, because she said she couldn't carry her children. She said she couldn't finish basic chores
or lift a heavy bag. Mm-hmm. And then at times she needed her medication to be brought to her in bed. Ooh. Due to the pain. She couldn't even get out of bed for her pain medication, Francis.
Camilla was, she was jacked up. All right.
She was jacked up. But
a photo shown to the Irish High Court in Limerick.
Which deserves a limerick. That whole, I mean, there needs to be a Camilla. If you can write a limerick, please write a limerick about this woman.
Please. Featured Grabska chucking a Christmas tree in January of 2018. And when I tell you, chucking is not the right word. This woman, the tree was like at least 5 feet. Because I'm going to tell you, I'm 5 feet.
Well.
And shut.
I mean, you're almost 5 feet.
And the picture is like, she's got it hoisted. She is leaning back.
She's throwing it.
She's throwing it.
Not tossing even. Throwing. Okay. And get this. This is so. She apparently not only. Okay, I'm sorry. Not only was she in the competition, child, she won it.
She won it. She won the Christmas tree hurling contest. So there's a big ass picture of her on the front page of the news page.
On the front page.
On the front page, chucking a tree.
And unfortunately, just before this competition, she had apparently informed doctors of constant pains in her spine, back, and neck. Constant, y'all. She was in constant pain. Apparently, it was a very large Christmas tree. And it was being thrown in a very agile movement. The court was also shown footage of Camilla playing with a Dalmatian in a park for about 90 minutes. That was taken in November of 2023.
Yeah. You know what? Let me tell you something. This demands a little talking about our books.
Let me tell you something. This entire stack... I was like, let me approach this with a little Shelton Nugan, Kalyer Helensky, joint, you know, a crossover event logic, and try to see if I can, or Trump team. How would the Trump team, you know, argue this? And I just have to say that when they say here that she said that she could not carry her children, finish basic chores, or lift a heavy bag. Let me tell you. The difference, if you've ever tossed a Christmas tree, and most people have not, it's a different muscle group that you're using than any of those other tasks.
Oh, that's...
And it's a combination of muscles that only really get used for Christmas tree throwing. The rest that's of the time, right. They dormant.
I get it.
You know, they are awakened when they smell pine or spruce. That's like, it sets the chain, the DNA chain activates. This is, I hate to get all sciencey, but it demands it. The DNA chain activates. And here's the thing. Nobody ever says, well, why, this, did you want her to throw her child? No, you'd be mad at her if she threw one of her children. Right? Then she'd be, she'd be evil. She'd be abusing children. Then we'd have nothing but critique. But this woman does with the little muscles she had that weren't hurt. She wanted to feel like she was alive in the midst of her disabilitations. And you want to take that from her.
You want to take it from her, Lord. They want to take it from her. Let me tell you.
This is the dumbest shit. You've won the money.
You've proven the scam.
And this isn't lifting a car off your child. This isn't some act of heroism or something that you were like, well, she had to blow her cover that way. No.
No. You went out in public and you were like, let me toss the fuck out this Christmas tree.
And you toss this bitch.
And you what? She tossed that Christmas tree further than non-injured people, supposedly.
Because she's a trooper.
She's a
trooper. She didn't want to destroy Christmas for her children.
No, she didn't.
The Christmas tree throwing is a tradition in the Grabsky household. And if she didn't do that, they wouldn't believe in Santa. They wouldn't believe in life.
They'd
all become crack whores. And so a mama not wanting her child to be a crack whore, we got to punish that. Okay. I guess I don't understand Ireland.
You know what? You're right, Angela. Let's just move on because I think that we have... solve this issue for the rest. They just need to just send a copy of this to the High Irish Court in Limerick. Okay.
Thank you. She's a hero. Turn her loose.
Turn her loose.
Turn her loose.
Up. This is from Gordon A. This
is so good too. It's so good. Gordon. I love you, Gordon. This is so good.
An accountant stole 170,000 pounds from bosses and spent it on cocaine and prostitutes. My boy.
Can we first start, Francis? Yes. That is the way you do embezzlement, people.
That is the way you do it.
That is the way you do it.
Thank you, okay. Angela.
You don't pay no bills. You don't buy cars. Cocaine and prostitutes.
Yep. Darren Carville, 38, admitted to stealing 260,000 pounds in total from car chain Mr. Clutch, okay? He says he spent the cash in a weekend of madness on drug-filled sex with escorts.
Can I tell you something? The word they use is squandered, and I believe that's the wrong word. I think it's, he didn't squander it. He Mm-mm. wisely invested it.
Yes, he did. He told the barrister, cocaine and hookers. He told the barrister, he said he was bullied for most of his life. Okay? This is what I'm going to tell you. You don't know what is going on behind the eyes of people and in the minds of people. Because when I tell you, this guy looks so tiny and
innocent, right?
Innocent and...
like he would never do this.
I mean, he looks like an accountant's accountant.
Let me tell you something. He said that he had suffered from low self-esteem. And he became addicted to a nightlife of high-class escort parties being surrounded by glamorous people and drugs, which were believed to be cocaine. Let me tell you something. If I apply the same logic here, let me Shelton Eugen Callier Haleski this and tell mm-hmm. you, those hookers and those prostitutes were medicine.
That's what I was going to say, Angela.
They were medicine. Are we going to deny somebody medicine? Is that what we do now?
No, let's go further. Darren is on a healing journey.
He's on a weekend-long healing journey.
He was on a healing journey, and prostitutes and cocaine were part of it. I'm not here to judge how you heal or what you need to heal or whoever's listening, okay?
Right.
And those are different things for different people.
That's what I'm saying.
We are all unique snowflakes, Your Honor.
That's what I'm saying. I mean, maybe you need Neosporin. Okay?
Right.
Maybe you need some Robitussin. He needed hookers and prostitutes.
That's
what his disease demanded.
Thank you, Angela.
To vanquish it. And if we ain't about people vanquishing disease, what are we about?
What are we about?
What are we doing? What are we doing? What are we fucking with? What are we doing? I was like, yes, Darren is my hero. This is how you do embezzlement, people. Come on. And it was bad embezzlement, too. He wrote checks to himself. There was no scamming. This is so clearly, each one of those checks was a prescription. That's what it was.
Yes, it was a prescription for joy.
In fact, there's a strong argument that his medical insurance should have been covering this.
I'm telling you, Carville was jailed for 2.5 years after admitting 18 fraud charges. This is what I love about it.
You're going to need another weekend after jail.
Exactly. What I love about it is he was like, if I'm going down, I'm going to do this.
I'm going down with style.
Yes. Panache.
And I'm going down with a smile on my cocaine-ladled face. That's what I'm doing.
We'll be right back after these messages. Okay. If you're going through menopause, perimenopause, and you just can't seem to find comfort in your body anymore...
No.
You're done with menopause, but you're still feeling like a wet sock on a busy highway, then you have to try Hormone Harmony.
That's right. Hormone Harmony is not just a supplement for women going through perimenopause, menopause, or postmenopause. And I can't even tell which one I'm in. Mm-hmm. It's become a phenomenon. Women can't stop talking about it on social media. A bottle of Hormone Harmony is sold every 24 seconds.
Happy Mammoth, the company that created Hormone Harmony, is dedicated to making women's lives easier. And that means using only science-backed ingredients that have been proven to work for women. They make no compromise when it comes to quality, and it shows.
No compromise. Mm-mm. Hormone Harmony contains science-backed herbal extracts called adaptogens. Now, here's the beauty about adaptogens. They help the body adapt to any stressors like chaotic hormonal changes that happen naturally throughout a woman's life.
Yes. So Hormone Harmony isn't just for menopause. Any woman with symptoms of hormonal imbalances can take it, but it's perfect for those horrible menopause symptoms that put a woman's life on hold, like hot flashes and night sweats. And ooh, child.
Oh, y'all, it's like I fell asleep in an air fryer. I can't take it. Okay. Racing thoughts just all over the place.
Yes. Poor sleep. I get that. Occasional bloating and gas. Ah.
No, and no desire to be in bed next to someone, if you know what we mean.
Yeah, Hormone Harmony can help with all these things. And the biggest benefit? Feeling like myself again. Ooh. That's what women mention over and over in their reviews. And there are over, get this, 17,000 reviews for Hormone Harmony.
For a limited time, you can get 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use the code FRANGELA at checkout.
Remember, go to happymammoth.com and put in FRANGELA. You'll get 15% off. Do it now.
Do it.
With Mother's Day around the corner, are you thinking about a truly special gift for your mom? Let us tell you about MyLifeInABook.com. It's a unique service that turns your mom's life stories into a beautiful book. Pretty cool, right?
It's really cool, and it's so easy. Here's how it works. Every week, MyLifeInABook.com will send her a question via email. These can be pre-written questions about her life or any custom questions you wish to ask.
And then she can either type her response or record her voice. And MyLifeInABook.com compiles all of her responses into a beautiful keepsake book.
And guess what? They can even create an audiobook using her voice recordings. It's like preserving her voice and her stories for eternity.
Imagine discovering stories about her youth, adventures, the challenges that she overcame. This book becomes a legacy, something you and future generations can treasure forever.
Face it, your mom's given you a lifetime of stories. This is your chance to give her a way to share them. My own mom, when I gave her MyLifeInABook.com, let me tell you something. They ask great questions like, what was your favorite childhood game? And when she told me, I was concerned, okay? I was concerned for my past mama, future mama. They played rough.
So check out MyLifeInABook.com and use code FRANGELA at checkout for 10% off. Create an unforgettable gift for your mom this Mother's Day.
That's MyLifeInABook.com. Use code FRANGELA for 10% off today.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Welcome back. Next up, this is from Louise C.
Oh, this is good. You are the best, Louise. This is so good. Brilliant scientist pleads guilty to running Breaking Bad style meth lab after inadvertently calling cops on himself. I object to the use of the word brilliant.
Brilliant! You don't know. No, you don't tell me in the same fucking sentence that you are running a meth lab, that you called the police on yourself, and then you gonna use the descriptor brilliant?
No. No, boo-boo. No. So a Long Island scientist copped to running a Breaking Bad-style meth lab that initially landed on police's radar when he called about a break-in at the facility. Let's not call it a facility, okay? That's giving this meth lab way too much respect, okay? Yes. Number one. Number two, Matthew Leshinsky.
Oh, Matthew.
23,
your brain ain't even fully formed yet.
Accidentally. No, we did. Okay, I object to use the word accidentally.
He meant to.
Accidentally called the cops on himself when he dialed 911 around 3:30 a.m. to report a burglary in progress at his purported Ronkonkoma establishment, Quantitative Laboratories LLC.
Okay.
When the police reached the scene, the officers found broken glass at the entrance of the lab, which means they get to walk in. You've called them, right, and there's broken glass, so they get to walk in. They don't need a warrant. And they realized that he was secretly, that should be in quotes, manufacturing and pumping out methamphetamine and other controlled substances, including the hallucinogenic dimethyl is that DMS or DM?
Yeah, something like that, yeah.
Tryptamine.
Yeah.
More than 100 items of lab equipment, chemical reagents and solvents that go into meth were found, along with over 3 ounces of meth, 625,000 milligrams of pure ketamine, and 20 plastic jugs of gamma GBL, which is similar to the date rape drug GHB. About $40,000 in cash was also seized.
Yes. They say, this is a quote from the district attorney, Suffolk district attorney. He says, this defendant was operating a Breaking Bad style drug lab and tried to conceal it under the guise of a legitimate business. Okay. He is 23 years old. He has gone and rented a building.
Mm-hmm.
And it's running a laboratory under an LLC. And making drugs on the street and called the police on himself.
Because there was a break.
Let me tell you something. I want to start there. You, when you on the wrong side, see, you don't understand what side of the law.
We talk about this a lot in the books.
You got to understand which side of the law you are on. All right.
We've addressed this a lot, Francis. What we've said repeatedly is, here's the problem. Okay, we'll just, let me say it this way. When you are engaged in illegal activities, even when illegal activities are done to you, you cannot make use of the legal system.
There you go.
Because you have rendered, what you're doing is outside of legality. It's extra legal. Okay, so you can't. They are not going to be useful. They can't come and deal with the robbery of your illegalness. That's not how it works.
Okay, let's talk about what socialism is, okay? Socialism is, the police is socialism. So this is the problem. And there, it's socialism for keeping things legal, not illegal. Mm-hmm. If you are keeping things illegal, you've got to outsource your protection.
That's right.
To someplace else, because these are people who keep things within the boundaries of the law. So you can't.
Thank you.
This is the thing. You see, you got to understand where you at.
It's like going to McDonald's and asking for a Whopper.
Exactly.
They're not going to run to Burger King for you. They don't make Whoppers. Even though they have all the ingredients, they do. They don't make Whoppers. Okay? And that is the problem. But what I need to say, applying our Shelton Nugent, Kelly Herlinski, is first we tell kids, go to college, get a job, and you'll be okay. That doesn't work out. So then we tell them, don't go to college. Find your own way. Find your own. Make an Etsy store. This guy makes an Etsy store. Now we mad at him. You know, it's like they can't
a
win.
Wrong Etsy store.
This is side hustle. It's Etsy store. It's really no different than buying a belt woven by a bunch of bitches in a back room. It's the same thing. It's just, you know, he uses his, what education he has. He uses it. Do we look at the quality of this meth and drugs? Can we at least give this business person their due and talk about how well the business was doing before he was attacked by the community?
Well, Matthew claimed on his LinkedIn page.
He did not have a LinkedIn page.
Girl, he had a LinkedIn page. That the Quantitative Laboratories LLC analyzes cannabis, okay?
Oh, analyzes it. Ooh,
this it is analyzes.
I'm like, this is interesting. He went for that is adorable. Look at him. Can we give him some credit, please?
Yep. Though he admitted to manufacturing the potent and deadly drugs, his lawyers attempted to paint a positive picture of his client. And this is how I know he ain't black. Attorney... David Besso told Newsday his client is a brilliant scientist who was examining drug addiction for the public good and denied he sold meth out the lab. While he said that Matthew applied for a Department of Environmental Conservation license, he was working without the correct certification when he was arrested while he was making meth, having ketamine. I mean, this is
environmental. I don't understand how those things go together. What, how?
His lawyer goes, unfortunately, he went about it the wrong way by selling street drugs on the... out the lab.
I don't know why people are so threatened by this young man's entrepreneurship. I really don't. It's you know, it's like, you know, the big pharma gonna come in and take over the LLC because that's what how they do.
That's how they do.
They do young inventors. And I just feel like we need to be. Oh, this man was trying to find his own way. Okay.
All right, all right.
What are we saying to the youth? What are we saying to the youth when we tell them, no, you can't open up your own meth store? What are we saying?
What are we saying? We're saying, next up.
This is so good.
This is from Kamala, VP of Everything
H. She's the VP. She may be the president of everything because seriously, this is so good.
Long Island Vegan Bakery under investigation for allegedly trying to pass off Dunkin' Donuts as its own. It's not funny, but it's hilarious.
It's hilarious because this is the thing. In my mind, I thought, ooh, how'd they get caught with that? Glazed donuts or something? How'd they even get caught? Because you wouldn't know, and you know you'd right. love them, and you'd be so psyched that they were vegan, right?
Right, but and it'd be tasty.
They're supposed to be gluten-free and everything. Well, apparently Cindy Snacks. Oh, Cindy Snacks. Mm. A specialty vegan grocer in Huntington accused one of its vendors, the Savory Fig, of supplying it with non-vegan donuts tainted with allergens that it didn't even cook in a March 4th Instagram post. The post included a photo of strawberry frosted donut covered it in tiny... This is where... Oh, this is where, Kamala, you are so brilliant. The donut was covered in tiny purple and orange colored D's that looked suspiciously familiar, similar to the donut and sprinkles found at Dunkin' Donuts, which of course contain dairy and gluten.
If you're gonna scam, you cannot put, at least when people are selling knockoffs, right?
Right.
They reverse the V and the L. The Tory Burch T's are turned the wrong way. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. They make some kind of effort to knock it off.
What I don't understand, though, Francis, is Dunkin' Donuts makes a lot of donuts that don't have their initials on them.
But they're not as good as the one with the ones with the D's and sprinkles.
Flatten it. Scrape off the, like, what are you, you can't hand them, okay. It's like somebody, it's like me taking the Grapes of Wrath and writing on it, written by Angela, and handing it to you.
Well, I've done
with
this.
With all the, like.
I've done this with food. We had in high school, we had, you know how you're supposed to bring in, you have the diaspora days, and everybody's supposed to bring something in.
We didn't do that. They didn't care about us learning none of that.
Couples bring in something from their culture or something that their family makes.
I know what you did. I know what you did.
So I had forgotten.
Get ready.
And
you forgot about Diaspora Day.
I had forgotten.
Ow! How? You weren't up all night excited? How did you forget?
You know what? And also, my mother worked at the post office at night. So there was no fucking way she was going to be cooking. There was no running out. So when she gets home in the morning, I'm like, I got to bring something for Diaspora. She's like, look, this is what we're going to do. So we go to the store and get a big ass, one of those big aluminum pans. And we run, and we run up to Popeye's. And she orders like 50 pieces of spicy chicken. And she said, and you tell them I soaked it in buttermilk and hot sauce. Right?
She participated in this line.
Girl, I put all that in there. And when I tell you, I still to this day feel bad because people were like, this, Eleanor, this is delicious. This is amazing. This is the most amazing chicken I have ever had in my life. And I was like, thank you. My mom, because, you know, Angela could tell you, I do not like to lie. No, I have a problem
not
with
lying. Like that. That is like.
I cannot.
We were at a meeting yet. We were at a meeting recently where we could have lied, should have maybe tried to, but neither of us could do it. We were like, they asked us if we watched a show, and we were like,
and we were like, no.
You know what? I'm not even gonna lie.
No. I'm not gonna lie to you. I'm not gonna lie to you. No, I don't know what you're talking about. But this is the thing that everybody has. Not everybody, but a lot of us have passed something from the store off as our own for the bake sale, mm-hmm. Or something like that for the kids. But this is a business trying to pass off another business's product. And not only that, I would even appreciate it, like you said, Angela, if it had actually been vegan and it was from Dunkin'.
Well, this is the thing. I think Dunkin' Donuts may have a gluten-free donut.
That's what I'm saying.
They could have at least done that because there are people for whom these things are actual medical issues.
That's what my issue about it.
And so that's always my issue because I don't want to tell on somebody, my mama, but she has a tendency to, when she knows there are things people say that they're allergic to, she will tell them it's not in the food, even if it is. If she doesn't believe their allergy. Now, in her defense, the person's allergy we're talking about, we've all seen them eat the food and never have a problem.
Right.
But it still, to me, is a little shady, right? It's like, you don't get to make that decision. Maybe it was a certain type of that thing. But my thing is also, too, these people, then they try to say, that's not true, it's not true. But they took this donut to a lab, and the lab said, oh, it's full of gluten.
It's full. It's heavy, chock full.
It's mostly gluten and sugar. That's all that's in
it. That's it.
So they still try to steadily say, oh, we didn't. What are you talking about? We would never do that. Is the Dunkin' Donuts here yet? Put it in the box, our box. No, we would never do that. What are you talking about?
I hate to keep bringing up stories real quick, but it's like when we were doing that pilot and the woman kept telling me to, because I can't swim.
I wish I had this footage because you would love it, people.
She kept, we were supposed to do this thing called tub, which meant go under the water.
Synchronized swimming. We were doing synchronized swimming as a competition, right?
Yes.
Francis doesn't swim. Francis was thrown into the water to drown as a child. You know that when they throw you in the water to teach you how to swim, which is fucked up, by the way.
I sunk and took on water.
She sank to the bottom and didn't even doggy paddle. So she doesn't get in the water.
Right. I just don't.
But she did it for this pilot. She got floaties all over her.
Yes. And this woman is sitting there. She's an Olympic swimmer, right? Mm-hmm. And she's mean as fuck.
She was totally mean. She was such a bitch. She told us about teaching synchronized swimming to kids and how bad they were. And like 5-year-olds. She was like, they're terrible. And we were like, dude, they're 5.
There's a little.
She was really a big bitch.
So you were supposed to do this thing called tubbing, which means you sunk to the bottom and then came back. And then you did this flourish when you came back up with your arms, like a fountain.
A little flourish with your arms, you know, like you're diving up and out. Yeah.
Yes, like a fountain, right?
You know.
So she would be like, and that,
we're in a circle.
We're in a circle looking at each other, looking at each other, right? So Angela and the woman would tub down.
We go under, looking at Francis's titties, looking at her chest. No face, no head.
And I didn't, but I would time it perfectly so that when they came up, I would do the movement with them.
I did what I was
comfortable with, right?
Right. And so the woman was like, you didn't go under, Francis, you didn't go under.
And I would say, yes, I did.
And she was dry. Okay, dry AF. Dry. And she kept insisting she did go under. So we would do it again. And she would go under again. She'd do the hand movement again. And the woman would go, you didn't go under. And she's like, yes, I did. And I was like, I saw her.
You blinked. You missed it.
I saw her.
That's how good I am.
He and she just would not cop to it. And what was hilarious was I knew right at that moment that I was going to win this competition because she was the judge. And I was like, she's never going to let Frances win this. She was pissed because I'm sitting there going, I think she went under. I saw her go under. She's like, no, you didn't. I was like, I did. She was really fast. Okay. She should do this professionally. I don't know why she's a comedian when synchronized swimming is like
my thing. My thing. And she kept on being like, you're dry. I go, I wick faster. You don't understand the properties of black skin.
That's hilarious. This is racist.
Racist.
Oh my God. That was
last
wonderful.
Review. Last
memories,
review.
Memories. Okay. First up, we have the woman who lost her insurance claim because she was chucking Christmas trees and playing with dogs all over the place.
And then we had the accountant who stole the $170,000 from his bosses and was a real G and spent it on cocaine and prostitutes. I don't even know why he's in the pile.
I don't either. He's a hero. Turn him loose!
Hero.
Turn him loose! Then we have the brilliant scientist who called the police on his Breaking Bad meth lab, his Etsy store.
And then we have the Long Island Bakery under investigation.
Bakery investigation, y'all. It's a bakery investigation.
For allegedly trying to pass off Dunkin' Donuts as its own. Okay, who's the biggest?
Ooh, that should be our new crime show. Food investigators.
Food investigators.
It's like NYPD Blue, but of bakeries.
Okay.
I know what I'm picking.
Are you picking the cheat tree trucker?
No. Although that's a good one.
Because for me, you fucked yourself.
I think I'm going meth lab.
Really?
I'm going meth lab because you were running. Huge meth lab with a ton of other drugs. I don't want to short shrift the other drugs, the cheap rape drug and all that. And you called the police because somebody was breaking in. I mean, that is so somehow you know how to put all these chemicals together. You know how. You do have information in your head. You do have some sort of skill set here. But you literally dialed 911. Don't call that an accident. You can't call an ad. That's three numbers, and you dialed it like you had to hit send. You know what I'm saying? You did that. It was like to report a burglary at your drug-making facility.
Which to me also says that you shouldn't be making drugs if you don't know the other half of this business. And the other half of this business ain't in the science department.
No, it's okay. The secrecy thing. Remember how you were keeping it a secret? You were calling it imakemeth.com. There was a reason for that.
And you're supposed to have backup. If you ain't ready to pop.
Where's your crew?
You're supposed to be calling Ronnie them, not the police.
Ronnie them. First of all, the lab shouldn't be. There should be somebody there at all times. We could get into this, the managerial issues. He clearly didn't go to that weekend management of crime session that you had, which was a great workshop. People learned a lot. It was brilliant. I love the interactive stuff. Like, it was just really on point.
It was a lot of sharing. It was really wonderful.
A lot of sharing, a lot of growth, a lot of tears. But the point is, there was a time in this country. There was a time in this country when you could chuck a Christmas tree, okay?
You could.
You could go out there and for your family, for the children, for Saint Nick, you could throw a Christmas tree and people didn't just call all up in your crawl like, why are you chucking that Christmas tree? Because you're supposed to be disabled. People just enjoyed the festifications.
Yes, they did. Angela, there was a time in this country.
There was a
time. That if you were an accountant, you were expected to account.
You were expected to account.
Okay? You weren't expected to go out there and live your life to the fullest.
That's right. We've been holding them back.
Holding them back. Freedom. Let them go, Lord. I'm Frances Callion.
Angela V. Shelton.
We are Frangela. Thank you so much for listening to
End of the Week.
Week.